Episode 439, After the Whistle, presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. All right, so welcome in. Always wanted to do this. Wanted to ride solo with you for a little bit here. Craig's late. Thomas is going to join us. We're going to throw that out tomorrow. Tomorrow being Thursday. So that'll come out next episode. Because for some reason, Craig is late this morning. But I just, so here's where I'm thinking. I didn't want to waste the whole time, and I didn't want to put Thomas on the spot to talk about Don Granato today. And, you know, I didn't know where Craig was going to stand on it. And the team eliminated completely. And I just listened to Don Granato on the radio. It goes on every Tuesday on WGR 550. But because of the game last night in Dallas, he went on today. So last night, Paul Hamilton asked Don Granato the first question, at least that I saw in the cut of the clips that I saw, about being eliminated. And basically, Don dismissed the question and said, you know, we'll have plenty of time, you know, paraphrasing here, we'll have plenty of time to talk about that. We still have a game to talk about. Which the game does not matter anymore because the season is now over. This is going to come up with Thomas and Craig. But with how much Craig talks, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to even get my point in, right? So want to make sure that I'm at least heard. I wanted Don Granato to address it right there on the spot. I wanted him to say something. He owed it to us. Not us. After the whistle, I mean, he does owe it to us, but he owes it to all of you who are Sabre fans. Some of you might just listen to the show from other places. Maybe you're not Sabre fans, but for those that are Sabre fans and have been through the last 13 years, you should know that it is all Don Granato's fault. No, I'm kidding. Obviously, I'm kidding with that. But I want him to say something. I felt at the time that he owed it to all of us. Now, granted, that might sound entitled, and I've been known to be I've been called entitled before at times. I do feel entitled at some times in my life. There's no question. Maybe I'm making a bigger deal of it. I've never listened to him on the Tuesday show, ever. I do not listen to him. I will watch his post-game press conferences, and I've stopped listening because I'm not buying what he's selling. Now, I need to just say this. I have said from day one, this is nothing. This is not a personal indictment on the man. I don't know the man. I've met him, but I don't know him. This is just a difference in coaching philosophy that I have with him and the way he coaches his teams. The way he handles the media, how I believe he coddles his players. He wants to be friends with the players. Fine. But I listened today. Before I move on, I got to just say I heard a hilarious joke yesterday. Driving down the road and saw my ex. It's funny how I'd hit that changes meaning over the years. How else are you supposed to segue into a Salino Law commercial? If you've been hurt in a car crash, hopefully not caused by your ex, you know what to do. Call Salino Law. Call 888-888-8888.
Hey, looking for something to do before or after the Sabres game? Just a few hundred yards away from the KeyBank Center is Buffalo Creek Casino. Stop in at the Sportsbook, place a wager before the game, or even go and grab a steak at the Western Door or a few cocktails at Stick's Sports Bar. And make sure to check out the Sabres pregame specials at SenecaBuffaloCreekCasino.com. Nothing else comes close.
Because from day one, I don't believe the Sabres ever did a real thorough coaching search when they hired Don Granato. And I've said this before, but it was like Nate Lehman from Providence, who I believe is still in Providence, or UMass, one of the two schools. And then there was another coach in there from either UMass or Providence. And then they hired Don Granato. Like, oh, coaching search is done. We've got our guy. And that's fine. If you felt that way at the time. But now we're in this situation. And coaching is clearly an issue. He references some things in his interview. He references a few things like flip open my computer and, here I looked up how many games we scored first in. I'm just kind of like, clearly this is on your mind, Don, and it should be. Because if you're racking your brain as to why you should be let go, these are the reasons. You referenced two plays in Detroit that I talked about the other day on the show. Craig defended the players. You know, what are the defense doing on this play and that? And it was Jack Quinn. What happened to Jack Quinn after he made those two plays, Don? Nothing. He kept playing. If you want to know why these players have not taken that next step, it is because you don't hold them accountable and sit them. Jeremy asked him right out of gate about 13 years missing the playoffs. He didn't even go in to address the team last night. It doesn't even go in post-game. Let everybody soak it in. How about you go in and soak it in together? Because it all happened together. Yeah, that's your leader. That's your guy. That's your coach. That's the guy that sends you out night in and night out, tells you what to do, yells and screams at you seldomly, but I'm sure it happens. That's the guy. He doesn't even go in the locker room. To me, that as a player, I know. Well, I mean, I welcome many opinions. You don't go in the locker room. That would sit with me. You have nothing to say. You have nothing to say for yourself. You have nothing to say for us. You have nothing to say. Let's just take Tage, for example. Talked about outside noise. I hope we aren't responsible for this season. Is After the Whistle responsible for this season? You got to have thicker skin than that. So I was told when I was playing. A guy breaks his hand, comes back just out of morning skate. You're not going to go in and address a guy like that. I know other players are playing with injuries. We don't talk about it on our show because as players, we respect the secrecy of your health. I know players that are playing with injury right now. We're not going to talk about that, but you don't want to go in and talk to those guys. Maybe hold yourself accountable in front of the team. I'm sitting here listening to this, trying to dissect this for you. I have no idea what he's talking about. 39 and 33 goal, first goal of the game thing. And it's just kind of like, I mean, you want to dive deeper into that? That's such a strange justification. And the rest of it is just, I'm sorry, it's painful. Talks about growing pains. Growing pains. Your players are making the same mistakes this late in the season. Costly mistakes, like the two you referenced in Detroit. Because there's no repercussion for it. It's just a whole bunch of babble. Kevin Adams is going to have some hard questions to answer at the year-end press conference. This isn't all on Don Granato. But it is just a clear indication that coaching is an issue here. That's all I'm saying. That's all this is about. Yes, they need to relieve Don Granato of his duties effective the last day of the season, the next morning. The problem is, I don't know how many serious NHL coaches are going to come here and want to take a job where some of their decisions come from Kevin Adams via Terry Pegula. All right, that's it for today with After the Whistle, presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close.